Let's move to talking about critical policy decisions or site-specific issues that set precedents.
Wow.
Do you recall specific policy decisions that have been taken or some of the site decisions on specific sites that really set precedents and have changed how the convention has been implemented?
Oh, well, just run something past me.
Well, I guess Dubrovnik was inscribed on the list without, as an example, without the agreement of the state party, because at that point there was no state party. But that was a kind of precedent in its own way.
What about Jerusalem?
And that's what I'm looking for, those kinds of things. And I suppose the global strategy might be a critical policy decision that may have changed how the convention has been implemented. That's the sort of world that I was sort of thinking about.
I've got to be careful about the global strategy, because you chaired the working group.
You can say absolutely what you
like.
I
was one
of
the rapporteurs. I found it to be rather top heavy with anthropologists, I'm bound to say. That's the archaeologist speaking. Let's deal with the global strategy for a moment. There are those phrases, I can never remember what they are, man and something and something.
Yeah,
and whatever.
Coexistence with the land.
Yes. Good anthropology. I still think that the approach that was developed by ICOMOS and Greece and the US, which was bitterly attacked by Pressweir as being a mechanistic approach, was the right one. Which is something that ICOMOS, nevertheless, despite the global strategy, went ahead with, and, you know, getting more and more what we originally called comparative studies, but then quite rightly changed to thematic studies. And I think that is something that would have been, if you take it against the filling the gaps document proposal, I think you have a more practical way of interpreting that strategy.
Are you referring to the sort of global study, as it was called, with the sort of thematic frameworks by civilizations in a way, like ancient Roman civilization and that sort of stuff?
When we did it in 93, I think.
Yes, it could have been.
There was a little working group of myself, Blaine Cliver,
right,
and Marilena Casimatis. I wonder what happened to her. She was very good. And we really worked hard on that. We were quite... It was seen by Pressweir as being too rigid. Well, it was only a framework. You can interpret you can interpret it in different ways. You know, you can take a broad brush approach to a whole group, looking at there's a whole group, or you can focus down on one aspect of that group, which is the sort of thing we've done. ICOMOS was doing. With a number of the studies that we were doing in my day.
Do you think that the global strategy had any impact?
Oh, I think it was very, very helpful in getting people to think in a more organised way about what we were doing, yes. It's something which is far too much based in theory for me. I'm a rather practical sort of person, you know. Probably filling the gaps has brought the two together, but it took a long time.
How about NARA as another critical policy decision?
Oh, God. Were you there?
Yes.
You were, weren't you? Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. NARA. I've mentioned Bishaus already. I think the best thing he ever did was at the beginning of the meeting when he was chairman, he got everybody to go around that bloody great table there, all those tables there, and say what it meant to them and what in their language, in their countries. And a number of people said, we haven't even got a word for it in our languages. And I thought, that's it, that's it. By doing that, not intentionally, he actually put his finger on it, the inability of us to identify an absolute authenticity. There's no such thing. There's no absolute. And of course, Herb and Jaime Lemaire, what a pair to put together, then spent hours and hours and hours coming up with a three-page document which could be summed up in one sentence. Authenticity is culture dependent. It really is as simple as that.
It's
culture dependent.
Right.
Dependent on the culture.
But that actually was a big shift, at least psychologically.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because it moved away, it really moved from universality to relativity.
Absolutely.